MP Cotty, looking like you might have had one or two in celebration last night, but thoroughly well deserved. Another amazing night in what's been an amazing career.
Yeah, it's been incredibly enjoyable, and it's great to bow out and play my final minutes with such an incredible team, and to finish with the treble, it's been unreal.
When you think back on your achievements that you've had over your career, England captaincy, all those test wins, all these trophies, where will that one sit last night to finish it off with a treble?
That's the best. The league now, with its structure and the quality of the sides we play against, is incredibly tough. It's difficult to play, difficult to finish top, difficult to win the Challenge Cup, difficult to get to the Grand Final, and we conquered all those mountains as a team this year. And the manner which we've won in the last 3 weeks shows the character and the culture that is present within the Leeds club at the moment.
Yeah, fantastic that you went out there last night, and having conceded that early try, you got yourselves back in, and it's a real wrestle between the two of you, but maybe self-belief, maybe that big game know-how has just helped you get across the line?
I just think it's guts as well. Grand finals are won on people just getting there and making them efforts, and our team's full of people from 1 to 17 who did that, and that's credit to the coaching staff to create an environment where that's one of the values which is rated within the club, and those extra efforts got us the game.
And those extra efforts from yourself, all those carries, 50 tackles or so in the contest, you've got to be delighted that from all those efforts that you're putting in as an individual, somebody like a Danny Maguire or a Josh Waltz can get on the end of it and register the points at the other end.
Yeah, we're a great team in the fact that we all dovetail each other with our particular skills and facets of the game that we're good at, and mine is just to work hard and allow great people. Danny Maguire was incredible, absolutely unbelievable in that game. One of the best Grand Final performances I've ever seen as an individual, and I'm indebted to him for enabling us to win the game.
And when Josh got across for that try, Jimmy Kynos' little slip pass, what were your feelings?
Yeah, I'm chuffed for both of them, because I've had quite a lot of work with those two, and I've quite a lot of dealings with them both, and they're both great people, and they both deserve the chance, and they've waited patiently, got on with things. I'm disappointed in not getting in finals, and for them to come up with that such calm and composure at the biggest moment, and said to Walsh, you didn't score a Grand Final winning try, you scored a treble winning try. So there's not many people done that.
And how long did that final 15 minutes feel like after he'd scored?
Forever. The last 7 minutes took forever, but we just kept field position out of Wigan's way. That's our experience. We knew we didn't take the two, never allowed them to get any field position, and I knew we'd win.
And it goes without saying, I guess, but we'll ask you to say it. The special band of brothers, that relationship you built up over the years, and particularly with your skipper, Kevin Simpson.
Yeah, me, Kev and Kylie have had an incredible relationship. Me and Kev go back longer than Leeds with our Great Britain times together, and he's a wonderful person and an outstanding leader. And the same for Kylie, an outstanding bloke and a fearless guy to play alongside. But this club, and just going back, this club will withstand the loss of us three. The culture that they've got set up here will move on and move on beyond us, and I'm just glad to be a part of the history of what is such a great club.
And finally, a former teammate of yours, but now you've been your coach in recent years, pay tribute to Brian McDermott.
Yeah, he's been outstanding, the best coach I've ever had. He's an unbelievable coach, and knows people, he's disciplined, honest, fair, kind, and he's a great bloke as well, and he's the best raconteur within rugby league.
Jamie, from all of us at Radio Yorkshire, it's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to watch you play over all these years.
Cheers.
It's given us so much pleasure, and we wish you a very, very all the best for your future.
Cheers, mate. Pleasure. Thank you.